This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 6 months into President Trump's second term. And we got a lot to talk about. It makes me happy. Very happy. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book your September to remember and you will get 10% off room rates and resort credits. But you have to book direct with them for the best rates by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. It makes me happy that Tulsi Gabbard is unleashing on the deep state. And I hope and pray that this will not just be the kind of thing that gets talked about, but something will actually happen. I'm not going to promise you that anything will happen, but I certainly hope it does. So let's get right into that, shall we, as we begin this 30 minutes of nonstop talk with what she talked about over the weekend. And then we'll get into Hunter Biden, and we'll get into some other stuff, too, including how AI wants to kill us again and how it has no soul and no conscience. And, well, we know it has no soul, obviously, but it really just doesn't care about people in any way, shape, or form. So Tulsi Gabbard made it abundantly clear that accountability has to be delivered to the American people over the Russiagate scandal. And this is, as Tulsi Gabbard puts it, this isn't simply a matter of them covering up intelligence. They manufactured intelligence. So the whole interview is worth watching as she spoke with Maria Bartiromo. And I think that if you're listening right now, you want the same thing I want, which is you want heads on pikes. You want, like Miranda Devine said, you want heads on pikes. You want people to be held accountable for this. It has to happen. So here's Tulsi Gabbard. Cut number 7.
Maria, when you look at the assessments that were made, not just by one element of the intelligence community, but in my role as the Director of National Intelligence, I oversee 18 different intelligence community elements. And in the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed, that again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election. So it was very striking when we look back again at the documents that I declassified and released that shows there was a shift in early December, the first week of December. Again, another document was produced by the intelligence community, a president's daily brief that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before it would have gone into President Obama's President's Daily Brief, it was pulled by a senior level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bring all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet, and the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The task that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce a document, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.
All right, so they don't want him becoming president. They figure they can stop him. They think that they can beat him. They're looking at the polls like everybody else did back then. They think Hillary Clinton's got a 99.99% chance of winning. Then he wins. Well, then they decide, well, we have to completely then undermine his presidency. And I have said for years, I think that what they were hoping to do was tap into the old Republican anti-Soviet Union sentiment of the 80s. And much like how, you know, the Smurfs are back, it would be the, well, we can't have Moscow, we can't have the Soviet Union have a guy in the White House. So we can't have a Manchurian candidate here. Hoping enough Republicans would flip on Trump, figuring they didn't like the guy anyway. He had a battle through this primary, and he's an outlier, and we can just turn everybody against him. I think that was their thinking. I think that was what they were hoping to achieve. So at that point in 2017, because, you know, the first logical thing you think of is, why didn't they just walk away? They lost, let the guy go in there and do his thing. Nope, they figured they could... I really believe their thinking was they could either stall his presidency to such a degree that he accomplishes nothing and he's a one-term lame duck president, or they would remove him. Enough Republicans would rally around the anti-Soviet Union sentiment of a bygone era and take him out. I think that's what their goal was. All right. So that's why they did what they did. And I believe Tulsi Gabbard. I don't have any reason to doubt her. I just hope something comes of this. And what I'm not going to do is sit here and pretend to you like, yeah, the handcuffs are coming, baby. I don't know if they are. I don't know what comes of this. I don't know. It's like when the Durham report happened, nothing happened. When Hillary Clinton's emails came out, I mean, nothing happened. There's another story about that today. I mean, nothing happened. I don't know if anything's going to happen. I hope to God it does. I opened the show today by explaining how I think the Kiss Cam, the Coldplay Kiss Cam, is symbolic of our culture, which has been an HR culture of getting people in trouble constantly by telling them what to do and what to say and how to live. But meanwhile, the people in charge were breaking all the rules, and the peasants were getting in trouble while they were dining high and living off the hog. And so here you have the CEO and the HR director. And part of the reason why there's such schadenfreude around this is because it's not just simply merely a couple who were having an affair, not that that's okay, but it's the fact that it was a CEO and the HR director of a company. And that is so emblematic of a culture that sets the rules and then breaks the rules when it fits them and serves their needs, and you get punished and they don't. These people are now all caught on the Kiss Cam. Comer, Clapper, Brennan, Comey. But what happens to them? The astronomer CEO is out of a job. I don't know if the HR chief will be out of a job. I imagine so, and her career might be ruined after this. But those guys are now exposed on the political Kiss Cam for all to see, for manufacturing this intelligence. But what comes of it? And we're all hoping something does. Here's Tulsi continuing about this and talking about how they're making it abundantly clear. Accountability has to be delivered. I agree. And here's what I think. And I've said this before. If nothing comes of this, if nothing comes of Epstein, you are going to see people who are very loyal to Donald Trump walk away from politics completely, and they will never come back. Donald Trump has the most unique political figure I've ever seen. I think we'll never see somebody like him again for a very, very long time. If he can't deliver on this stuff, then the feeling among people will be nobody can. It's pointless. It doesn't matter. We'll be back to the uniparty thing, and we'll be saying they're all the same and all politicians are the same and they all talk a good game. And the consequence of that will be people will stay home. People that we need to turn out to vote will stay home, and they'll stay home passionately. They'll passionately stay home, not just simply a matter of, it doesn't matter. They'll say, I'm not voting because it doesn't matter, because these people don't deliver. And I believe that we were going to hold these people accountable, and we were going to get these deep state sons of bees, and we didn't, and it doesn't matter, and I'm not voting. I'm not giving them my vote. The hell with them. The hell with all of it. Burn the whole system down. That's my fear. My fear is that that will be what comes of this. Versus Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and Obama, and these other people actually being held accountable. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. For the sake of our country, I hope I'm wrong. I'm nervous here that we've put all this stuff on the table and then the food goes cold. The cold cuts that Mama Zioli puts out after a few hours, you got to throw them away because nobody ate them and they've been sitting out at room temperature all day. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be that case. So let's hope there's accountability. Cut number 8.
Recent, right? The last reports are the worst reports that we're going to see. And I understand that there is more, perhaps, that you are going to come out with next week. And I was told that that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, that they wanted to find the Trump-Russia documents that indicated there was absolutely no collusion and that there was no evidence to even start such an investigation. But Trump didn't have it there in Mar-a-Lago, but that's why they raided his house in 2022. Is that correct?
I don't have the details on the specifics of the Mar-a-Lago raid itself. Those are within the possession of the FBI. But there's no question in my mind that this intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered be published, which contained a manufactured intelligence document. It's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence that sought to achieve President Obama and his team's objective, which was undermining President Trump's presidency and subverting the will of the American people. So, yes, next week we will be releasing more detailed information about how exactly this took place and the extent to which this information was sought to be hidden from the American people, hidden from officials who would be in a position to do something about it. And that's really the point here that I think is most important, Maria, and you said it in your opening. Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our country again.
Yes. Yes. Agree. And the problem is if it's not, then people are out. They're tapping out. They're done. They're done. I'm telling you, they're done. Don't doubt me on this. You know I'm right. I won't be. I will be voting for the rest of my life because that's just who I am and that's how I am. And that's, you know, I have been involved in this and I've been disappointed and I've had my heart broken more times than I can count politically, but that I will always show up. But President Trump brought people over to a movement that had never believed or had given up. And if we don't deliver for them now on this stuff, because it's not just the economy here. It's not just that. Like, it's great that egg prices are down. It's great that gas prices are down. All that stuff is wonderful. And hopefully mortgage rates will come down. All that stuff is great. Do not get me wrong. But there is an element of people out there, and you may be one of them, who if nothing happens on this stuff, if these people get away with it, if the Faucis of the world and the Comeys and the Brennans and all these other people of the world get away with it, you're done. You're out. Because in your mind, they all spend too much money. They all raise taxes one way or the other. They all wind up giving us bloated budgets and big bills that spend too much money. And they're all the same. They're all just politicians. That is my fear. I can't stress that fear enough to you, obviously. So let's continue with the accountability. And I know Tulsi thinks that, too. I can tell. I can hear the sincerity in her voice on this. But she's not a law enforcement official in that capacity. She's not the attorney general. She's not a member of Congress. She doesn't have the ability. She can refer people to prosecution by the DOJ. But ultimately, this comes down to Pam Bondi. This comes down to Kash Patel, or this comes down to Congress. But all Tulsi can do is deliver the goods. She's delivering the goods here, and then it's out of her hands. And I know I can hear between and read between the lines that if the people then who have the ability to go after these people don't, you're going to have a whole lot of empty seats going forward. You know what I mean? Empty seats at political rallies. What the MAGA movement that you saw, that you witnessed, that you were part of, goes away. And it doesn't matter who the Republicans nominate in 2028, because it will never be the same sense of, because we didn't lock her up and we didn't lock them up and we didn't hold any of these people accountable. So you might vote Republican. You might back J.D. Vance if he's the heir apparent. You might vote for Ron, but you're not going to be that same passionate wait 6 hours in line in a cornfield to do it. No way. Cut number 9.
I want to get to that right now, because I've heard talk of a criminal referral. Are you referring this in a criminal matter?
We are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral.
Yeah. And do you believe that we will see prosecutions? I mean, our audience wants to know where this story goes from here. Will we ever see anyone held accountable for this incredible lie on the American people?
I will do all that I can. And we have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here, because they, too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered. So we're going to provide everything that we have, everything that we will continue to gather to the Department of Justice for that direct intent and that direct purpose. There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, no matter who was involved in creating this treasonous conspiracy against the American people, they all must be held accountable.
So do you expect, just to be clear, do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, we have the evidence to be able to move forward and bring about justice. Yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
And I want to.
Okay. But she's not the charging authority. She's not the AG. She can only produce the information. And I hope to God then something comes of it. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Make your appointment today with Dr. Mike, the dentist that other dentists and doctors go to. Schedule your free dental implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. Hunter Biden had a lot to say. He suggests his father was drugged before the debate. He's also going after Pelosi. One question on Barack Obama, though, does he have presidential immunity given the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity? So Will Chamberlain, who's a brilliant guy, we've had him on the show before. We'll get him on the show again. Article 3 Project, one of the sharpest guys out there. I've enjoyed my chats with Will in the past. And yeah, Matt, let's get him on the show tomorrow. It'd be great. He was on with Benny Johnson talking about this issue. So let's say that everything Tulsi Gabbard is saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt her. And let's say Barack Obama knew about this. Let's say he even orchestrated this. Let's say he had willful knowledge of this. Can you prosecute him as a former president? Or does the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity protect him and would bar such a prosecution? This is what Will Chamberlain said. Take a listen.
Immunity on this? Can you claim presidential immunity if you're committing a crime?
You can. He might be able to claim presidential immunity for his actions while he was the president of the United States, and they'll have to litigate that, right? That it's unclear whether he'll ultimately get presidential immunity for this. But I'll tell you this, it's an ongoing criminal conspiracy, and presidential immunity covers his actions while he's the president of the United States. They don't cover his actions when he's the former president of the United States and when he's participating in the cover-up of this conspiracy, then he doesn't have presidential immunity.
Excuse me, that was Mike Davis. Same Article 3 project as Will Chamberlain, but we'll get Will on. He's our guy, and we'll have him come on and give his take on it tomorrow. I'd love to hear his thoughts on that. John Yoo would also be great on this, too. But look, to add to the frustration of this, and this is what I mean, Washington Examiner just broke a story. FBI ignored key evidence in Clinton email investigation, DOJ watchdog reveals. Why the hell is all this coming out now? It's 2025. The FBI under former President Barack Obama failed to examine fully several thumb drives containing hacked State Department data, including messages linked to Obama during its 2016 investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, according to a newly declassified watchdog report released today. This document shows an extreme lack of effort and due diligence in the FBI's investigation of former Secretary Clinton's email usage and mishandling of highly classified information, said Senator Chuck Grassley to the Washington Examiner. The thumb drives supplied by a confidential source were deemed too sensitive to be reviewed fully at the time due to concerns about the privileged victim data they could contain. But a draft memo from within the FBI recommended analyzing the material to assess the national security risks tied to Clinton's private server, a step the Bureau ultimately declined to take. Why? The new details are in a declassified appendix to a 2018 report by former Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, released a document on Monday after receiving it from Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. Revelations have renewed scrutiny of former FBI Director James Comey, whose team limited the scope of the Clinton investigation while aggressively pursuing allegations of collusion by then candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Quote, the Comey FBI's negligent approach and perhaps intentional lack of effort in the Clinton investigation is a stark contrast to its full-throated investigation of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, said Senator Chuck Grassley. And it goes on about this and James Comey and John Brennan and everything that they did to cover that up. But what frustrates me is that, again, they were there chanting, lock her up. She never got locked up. So, again, here we are chanting, lock them up. And will they get locked up? All right. Hunter Biden, by the way, July 31st, 10 days from now. Me and my buddy Gianno Caldwell, Fox News superstar, author of the book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, together, Politics and Pints, Newtown, Bucks County, PA, Bucks County Performing Arts, Zlock Performing Arts Center. It's going to be a great night. Politics and Pints, July 31st. Get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. We'll have a great night, great conversation. We'll be together in public, you know, at a nice event. Not in public, but if you have a ticket, but we'll have a great night. Good conversation. We'll laugh. We'll cry. We'll talk about the state of America. Gianno's experience as a black conservative. President Trump thinks the world of the guy. He endorses his book. We'll talk about all this stuff. We'll take your questions. It'll be a really fun night. Politics and Pints. I don't know when we're going to do another one. So get your tickets now at 1210WPHT.com and do it today. Speaking of Comey, by the way, he was whining about how his daughter was fired by the Southern District of New York. I'll tell you why she was fired. She was fired because she brought that huge case against Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, And all the freak offs and everything else. And it was a loser. Case was a stink bomb. The government spent millions of dollars in that prosecution and nothing came of it. They lost. They lost big time. So, yeah, that's why she was fired, and she deserved to be fired for that. So I'm glad she got fired. But here is seashell aficionado James Comey whining about this. Cut 27.
And they find that total strangers believe what they say next. They're believed because when they speak, they aren't seen as Republicans or Democrats. Instead, they're seen as something separate and apart in American life. A group of people just trying to do the right thing. For years, I've described that gift as a reservoir of trust and credibility. Fear is the tool of a tyrant, wielded to suppress independent thought. Instead of fear, let this moment fuel the fire that already burns at the heart of this place. A fire of righteous indignation at abuses of power, of commitment to seek justice for victims, of dedication to truth above all else. It has been an honor to fight for those principles by your side. And she signed it, Maureen. I don't have much to add to that, except to say the reservoir is in grave danger right now. Trump and the hacks who lead the Department of Justice are hammering at the dam day after day, trying to turn it into just another gold leaf covered Trump subsidiary. Our best hope is that good people will stay and do what Maureen asked.
Maureen blew it, dude. She blew that entire prosecution by overcharging in that case and costing the taxpayers millions of dollars. And she did it for her ego, and she deserved to be fired for that. And if she were a private sector attorney who brought a case like that, a high profile case or loss of defense, they'd be out of a job in the private sector. You know, this is not about revenge of Comey. This is about the fact that she lost that case, bottom line. But hey, you want to talk about accountability? Where's the accountability for your covering up for Hillary Clinton in the emails? Where's the accountability for you fueling the Russia hoax? Where's the accountability for all that? We want it. We're asking for it. We'd like to see it. We'd all love to have it. He's such a pompous ass. He really is. He's a pompous ass. And it just, I don't know. It's amazing how the guy does not go away. Go on the beach and make more seashell little, find little seashells. All right, Comey? You and Chris Matthews can have a seashell starfish contest. Here's Hunter Biden going after the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, who she says took her dad off the ticket. No, the final person who took Joe Biden off the ticket was Joe Biden, because they had the goods on Joe Biden because of the Hunter Biden laptop. Bottom line, period. That's it. And there's a lot more on Hunter Biden. Actually, let me do this. I'll take a quick break. I'll come back. I got to play all this Hunter Biden stuff for you because he's going nuts and he's dropping F-bombs and he's lost his friggin' mind. I mean, I don't think he ever had a mind, but the question is, will we get justice here? Will we see accountability for these people? That's what Tulsi Gabbard's asking. That's what I'm asking. That's what you're asking. Here's what I know. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and so much more. And they even have kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in her old home and did a fantastic job. I love the work they did, and I'm so proud of our partnership with Emmons. You will be proud of the work they do for your home. And 10% off. Just tell them I sent you. Go to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. Trust me when I tell you they are the absolute best, dedicated to craftsmanship. Their whole team will be dedicated to making sure the project is done right, on time, and on budget. If you need a new roof, you'll get the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, with a lifetime warranty on that roof, transferable to the next owner. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So stop putting off that renovation. Stop putting off getting that new roof, and stop putting off upgrading your home with the beautiful siding and the windows and the doors. And trust the team that I use, emmonsroofing.com. You can call them today, or go to emmonsroofing.com, 856-885-6677, emmonsroofing.com.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fox on the Run! Oh, yeah. So, by the way, Jimmy Failla is going to stop by around 6-ish tonight. And he'll be in Pottstown performing in August. And Gianno Caldwell, my buddy for Politics and Pints, in 10 days, July 31st. So get your tickets now, 1210wpsg.com. I know you've been procrastinating because everybody puts everything off to the last minute, but do it now so you got the good seats, 1210wpsg.com. All right. So Hunter Biden goes off on his profanity-laced tirades today, and I'm going to get into that with you in just a second as well. But I also want to share this with you because it's important as we are discussing all the big stories of the day. And that's this. The border agent shooting and what happened here and, you know, the I keep saying I love heated political rhetoric, but what the left is doing now by calling these people, these hardworking men and women, the Gestapo and fascists and Trump's secret police force and all these other things. I mean, it's awful. It really is. It's awful what they're doing. And it leads to crazy people doing crazy things. And it leads to bad guys doing bad things, too. And this particular shooting really burns everybody because this guy should have been gone, never should have been in this country in the first place, and should have been gone. And, you know, it's for law enforcement, you understand now why they're putting on masks and why they're shielding their identities, because there are a lot of very crazy, deranged, unhinged people out there. Secretary Kristi Noem gave an update on that border agent shooting today. And this is what she said as she held a news conference. Cut 15.
incarcerated when he came in to get medical treatment. One of the suspected attackers, the one that was injured, his name is Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, a Dominican national that was entering into this country illegally back in 2023. He was then released back into this country by the Biden administration. Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez is and has a rap sheet that is a mile long. He was arrested. He was charged with grand larceny and also assault. The state of Massachusetts has an active warrant out for him for armed robbery with a firearm. He also has many other charges against him, such as kidnapping and witness intimidation. There's absolutely zero reason that someone who is scum of the earth like this should be running loose on the streets of New York City. He was arrested four different times in New York City, and because of the mayor's policies and sanctuary city policies, was released back to do harm to people and to individuals living in this city. Make no mistake, this officer is in the hospital today fighting for his life because of the policies of the mayor of this city and the city council and the people that were in charge of keeping the public safe. They refused to do so, and now we have the situation on our hand where someone who has dedicated their lives to protecting the public is now fighting for his own.
Tom Homan, the border czar, the wolf, he talked about sanctuary cities like Manhattan, like others, and they're going to be the priority now, getting scum like this off the streets. Cut 16.
I'll say it again. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. And I'm going to work very hard with Secretary Noem to keep President Trump's promise and his commitment several weeks ago that sanctuary cities are now our priority. We're going to flood the zone. You don't want to let us into jail to arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a jail. You want to release him into the street, which makes it unsafe for the community, makes it unsafe for the officer, makes it unsafe for the alien. Can anything can happen on a street arrest? So what we're going to do, we'll have more agents in New York City to look for that bad guy. So sanctuary cities get exactly what they don't want, more agents in the community and more agents in the work site. If we can't arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a county jail, then we'll arrest him in the community, and we'll arrest him in a jail. And when we arrest him in the community, if he's with others that are in the country illegally, they're coming too.
But Nadler, the Penguin, spoke with a reporter on Capitol Hill in response to the comments that border czar Tom Homan said, and he doesn't know about any attacks on ICE agents, even though the numbers right now are an 830% increase in assaults on ICE agents. But Nadler waddles and wears his depends and cut 14.
Do you condemn the attacks on ICE agents?
What attacks on ICE agents?
What attacks on ICE agents? Like the one who got shot in the face, for example? Karen Bass on Sunday called for an end to what she described as a reign of terror in the city because of ICE. You see, it's this kind of language, this reign of terror. It's comparing them to the Nazis. It's all these other things. These guys and gals are doing their job. They're following the law. They're enforcing the law that Congress passed. They don't deserve this, but grandstanding politicians, you know. And the thing about it is L.A. is an asshole, and people are fleeing L.A. because of people like Karen Bass. I mean, In-N-Out is leaving California. It's policies of Bass. It's Newsom. It's these others. Cut 13.
How does this end? How do you see the next 6 months, the next 2 years for immigrants in your city?
Well, I am just hoping that this reign of terror ends. I'm hoping that the military leaves because they were never needed here to begin with. I'm hoping that we can get back to normal. I'm hoping that the next time I come to this restaurant that it will be filled because people won't be afraid to come here.
The Democrats are going to continue this. I mean, it's a loser for them. It's a loser for them to be on this issue, but that's where they're going to be. And, you know, they're going to keep losing. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, with two locations. It's not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment today and get a level of care that you deserve, or go to VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. So Hunter Biden is fired up. But before I get to that, the kiss cam. You guys saw the Fanatic reenact the kiss cam? That was the best by far, don't you think?
Yeah, there's some pretty good ones over the weekend.
But the Fanatic, I think, stole the show.
The Fanatic stole the show. Everything about the Fanatic and his Gumad was spot on. They nailed it. The Coldplay kiss cam. They nailed it. So it's now the Coldplay cam at sporting events across the country. They're now warning people at these things now. We're about to go to the crowd and pan the crowd. And so you may want to, you know, not be making out with your Gumad at the moment. Just saying. So we have this primarily visual. You want to give us a description of this montage that we have here, Matt, from the weekend?
Sure. So this is a collection of videos that were posted online from different sporting events where stadiums were playing Coldplay songs. They're flashing a kiss cam on the screen. Couples were, hugging and standing next to one another. And once they were flashed on the screen, they reenacted what they saw at the Coldplay concert in Boston. They would immediately run from one another and shield their faces. It's pretty funny stuff.
One guy had a sign next to his wife as he was kissing her and it said, "This is my wife." I thought that was pretty funny. God, I hate hearing Coldplay though. I really do.
Yeah, we gotta kill it anyway.
Why? Because of the copy.
Yeah.
So, really?
It's strictly a visual for the YouTube audience.
All right. Well, you can watch it, YouTube audience. And you can see it, but a lot of people reenacting it, but the Fanatic reenacting it was the best. If you've not seen that, Fanatic for the win. No doubt. No doubt. Edward Sachs asking me, MLK files. Rich, this could be big. Sure. I'm not really getting my hopes up about that, but okay. We'll see. I guess I'm a little bit, I don't know. I'm a little cynical at the moment, but so as this kiss cam is going through right now, yeah, everybody's reenacting that moment. I'm telling you, this moment has united America. It's the first time that Americans have actually agreed on something.
All they had to do was just no sell it. All they had to do was just no sell it, and nothing would have happened. Nobody would have known, but instead they've turned it into this.
I know. I'm telling you, man.
I think the Fanatic is coming up here next.
The Fanatic was the best.
There he is.
He started it. He and his Gumad. The reaction of how they jump down and how the Fanatic jumps down and she jumps down and then he looks back up at the camera and then looks down again. It's hysterical. So funny. It's so funny. I mean, because they're holding. For the Fanatic, because he does that thing with his big snout. And then she turns around and just covers her face in shame. And then he looks, he puts his head back up, sees the camera, and then hides again. Hysterical. We owned that moment. They even brought it up this morning when I was on America's Newsroom on Fox News. They showed that clip. But that guy standing there has a sign that says, "This is my wife," and starts kissing her. Then they go back to the Fanatic and the Fanatic Gumad, and they're still hiding. Hysterical. Well done by the Phillies. Well done. I got to give him major credit for that. Major credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, so let's hear more of Hunter Biden. You want to hear him teeing off on the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi? He better be careful. She will suck his cocaine-infused blood. Oh, he's also denying that it was his coke, right?
Yeah, he did say that he did not bring the cocaine to the White House.
Oh, I don't believe that. Nobody believes that. Of course it was Hunter's cocaine. Who else would bring cocaine to the White House? It fell out of his pockets. I don't think he intentionally left it there. No self-respecting cokehead would just leave it there, but I think it fell. You know what I mean?
Well, he says he's been sober for a while now.
Oh, please. He doesn't sound sober in any of this.
I'm telling you. He's trying to, for whatever reason, I think he believes this shtick is going to appeal to the American public, and he's going to rise to prominence within the Democrat Party. He definitely wants to be president. He even has a hypothetical scenario where if he was president, he would do such and such, which he talks about in the interview.
Why don't we do that one first? This is a hypothetical Hunter Biden presidency. If he were president, what he would do if he became president. Maybe you're right. I mean, look, the guy's got delusions of grandeur, and if he's coked up out of his mind, he probably thinks he can be president. I mean, I've never done cocaine, but what I've heard from people who've done it is that it makes you feel like you're invincible. So, you know, why not? Do a line and then, you know, declare you could become president. What's he going to do, sue me? Hunter, I think you're still a cokehead. Go ahead.
And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the f***ing criminals? White men in America are 45 more times likely to commit a violent crime than an immigrant. And the media says, well, you got David Axelrod and, you know, Rahm Emanuel. So smart Rahm Emanuel. He said, we got to understand that these people are really mad. And we got to appeal to these white voters. Rahm, the only people that appealed to those white voters was Joe Biden at 81 years old. And he got 81 million votes. And he did not because he appeased their Trumpian sense, but because he challenged it. And he said, you can be an 81-year-old Catholic from Scranton that doesn't understand it, but still has empathy for transgender people and immigrants. Then nobody said, oh, Joe Biden's going to turn us into a socialist state, no matter how much they said it. But these guys think that we need to run away from all values in order for us to lead. I say, you. How are we getting those people back from El Salvador? Because I'll tell you what, if I became president in 2 years from now, or 4 years from now, or 3 years from now, I would pick up the phone and call the president of El Salvador and say, you either send them back or I'm going to invade. It's a crime what they're doing. He's a dictator thug.
Bukele or Trump?
Both.
I've noticed a lot of Democrats are swearing lately. Have you noticed this, too? A lot of cursing by Democrats?
None of them have gone that far, though.
No, he's takes the cake. I mean, you know, he takes the cake here, no doubt about it. And he's also, yeah, he's speaking like 100 miles an hour, Road Warrior. Great observation. He sounds like he's on coke during the interview. Yeah, I think they're all doing this now, trying to sound Trumpian by just dropping F-bombs and profanity. And I think they think this is going to work for them. This isn't the only one. He goes after Pelosi. Does he curse in this one, too?
Yes. He curses in every single clip that I've pulled.
Just how long did it take you to edit all this is my question.
It took a while. I would say, what do we have, like 5 or 6 Hunter Biden clips? I'd say it probably took about a half hour.
Wow.
Usually, like, if you have 5 or 6 clips and they're anything below 2 minutes, it should take, I don't know, 12 minutes tops.
But still, Trump the dump-dump-dump is still the best, right?
Yeah, Justin actually asked me that during the break, and that guy still has the record. I think that was like 45 curse words in less than 90 seconds. Hunter can't keep up with him.
That guy's my hero still to this day. I'm going Trump the dump-dump-dump.
Also, notice how like Hunter doesn't even know when the election like election years is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be president if it's in 2 years, 4 years, 3 years. I don't know.
10 minutes. Yeah, coked out of his gourd. I'm telling you. Right, that's a great observation, Justin. He has no idea when the election is. If I'm president in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 8 minutes before the interview's over, I'm calling Bill Crowley right now. I'm calling. Give me the phone. I'm calling him now. I'm going to drunk dial. I'm going to coke dial him right now. All right. Well, here he is going after. If Pelosi does suck his blood, will she get high from cocaine? Can you get that? If a vampire drinks cocaine infused blood, does a vampire get a coke high?
I'll check WebMD and get back to you.
I'm guessing yes. Cut 28.
And you would have the Speaker Emeritus that would say, well, you know, I'm going to leave it up to, but I don't know. And they had already made a decision. They had clearly made a decision. And when I say they, I mean the speaker. And, you know, I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my mom, like put your big girl pants on to my mom or something. Mm. And I kind of feel like saying, who the f*** do you think you are? I would never speak about your mom that way.
Yeah.
I would never speak about your father that way. I would never insult your parents that way, even to this day.
So that was more of the tame ones. I feel like the cocaine was going down a little bit there. You know what I mean? And then he's got to maybe do a quick little bump. You know what I mean? Like, so because he's not done. How about him going after Elon Musk? Why not compare him to Hitler, too? Well, while he's at it. Hunter's the gift that keeps on giving, man, especially to his dealer, you know, especially to his dealer. Here's cut number three.
Are the incredible beneficiaries of that new blood that enters our bloodstream year after year after year. The only thing that makes us different from China or Russia or anywhere else or Europe or anywhere. And the only reason that I believe that we as America are different beyond the fact of the idea of the Constitution, the idea that we represent is immigration. And I can't even believe sometimes I'm having this discussion with anybody. How do you think that we are reborn every generation? How do you think that we attract the smartest people in the world to the United States of America? Through immigration. I mean, you sit here and I mean, like, just think about it. You got some who's made over, what, $251 billion being a United States citizen that got here and stayed here illegally before he got his citizenship, sitting here lecturing us on who we should allow into the United States of America and giving us a Heil Hitler along the way. Are you kidding me?
This went on for 3 hours.
I've not watched the entire thing. I would assume Bill D'Agostino is correct. But there's still clips trickling out now.
So 3 hours at 100 miles an hour, dropping F-bombs, going after this person, that person, his own party, people, everybody. But he's sober. Mm-hmm. Right.
I just checked the channel. The Hunter Biden interview is 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours and 16 minutes. He doesn't shut up to take a breath of air. And he drops F-bombs the entire time and goes after everybody without a break. There's not even a commercial break. Like, I mean, I get accused of being long-winded, but at least we've got breaks every now and then. So, but here's, again, and I'm going to say this for the record. If Hunter Biden thinks that his father was drugged before the debate, I would trust Hunter Biden because he's better than a drug sniffing dog. You know what I mean? The police should bring him around because he's such an expert on drugs that if Hunter Biden says someone's on drugs, I'm going, yep, they're on drugs. You don't even need a blood test at that point. He's just that good. Hunter Biden's next career should be a drug sniffing dog. And all he has to do is just observe somebody's behavior. So here he is suggesting that his father was drugged before the debate. Cut five.
I know exactly what happened in that debate. He flew around the world, basically, in the mileage that he could have flown around the world three times.
Yeah.
He's 81 years old. He's tired as they give him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on the stage, and he looks like he's a deer in the headlights.
Mm. Yeah, you should have helped him out. You should have given him some of your private stash, Hunter, you selfish SOB. And then he says the cocaine in the White House was not his. That not his cocaine. I don't believe that for a second. Cut number six.
I think they're opening up an investigation to cocaine that was found in a cubby outside the West Wing of the White House.
I think it was Don Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about old White House.
Yeah, when my dad was there.
Oh, so they just got to blame you automatically.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally going to do an FBI, another congressional investigation, because they've convinced themselves that it had to be me, that there was a little tiny... I guess my point of even bringing it up is that, no. I have been clean and sober since June of 2019, and I have not touched a drop of alcohol or a drug, and I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of that.
And why would you bring cocaine to the White House?
Why would I bring cocaine to the White House, stick it into a cubby outside the Situation Room in the West Wing when I wasn't there? Anyway, this is most... Who knows?
And politicians, I mean, they do blow, right?
I testified before the House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committee. It was a whole big family shindig on the Republican side. All of them showed up, from Marjorie Taylor Greene to Lauren Boebert to Matt Gaetz to, you know, they're all sitting there. Now, none of them had the guts, except for a couple at the very end, to ask me any questions. At one point in the 7 hours that I was being deposed, in which, by the way, I demanded that they do it in public, and they refused, and the reason is because they're morons. Matt Gaetz, of all people, was giving me about my drug use. I said, really? All the people at this table, you're going to talk to me about my addiction, my alcoholism? And I said, how many of you have had your own experience with alcoholism and addiction? Because I knew at least 4 or 5 people in that room on the Republican side that were in recovery. And I knew of 3 that have been accused credibly of being drug users. And I knew that every single one of them had somebody in their family that was absolutely facing a serious drug problem.
By the way, he knew exactly where the cocaine was. For a guy who didn't place it there, he knew exactly where it was. Why would I put it 3 inches in, 4 inches from the top, right to the side of that, behind that book and that binder? Why would I do that? I mean, who would do such a thing? All right, 4th and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.